So now for our first set of NLP techniques. One of the most useful life skills you can learn is the ability to build rapport with anyone you choose quickly and easily. When I first got my sales job in the late 80s, my manager told me that the people I'd get the most sales from were the ones I had the most rapport with. That makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, would you buy from someone you didn't have rapport with? Would you help someone who didn't have rapport with you? My guess is no. So being new to the game, I asked, how do I get rapport with them then? I was told it was just a numbers game. There were those I'd have rapport with, and those I wouldn't. As long as I met enough people, I'd be fine. Now that sounded like hard work to me. I mean, why would you want to spend any time at all with people you had no rapport with? NLP came to the rescue. Can you remember a time in the past when you met someone and you instantly clicked with them? Just clicked. I bet you have. As you think back to that time now, what was it about that person that had you instantly click with them? That's right. They had something in common with you. They were like you in some way. It appears that when people are like each other, they like each other. The key to rapport is how do you communicate to someone, hey, I'm like you, you can like me. From our experience, it must be a means of communication that's almost instantaneous. In 1970, a professor Birtwistle at the University of Pennsylvania did a research study titled Communication and Kinesics. He wanted to know how we, as human beings, communicate meaning to each other. His findings were remarkable. He discovered that as much as 93% of our communication is unconscious. We only really consciously pay attention to the words that someone says, the way they say them, and what they're doing with their physiology, in the main, is outside of our conscious awareness. But it has a massive impact on us. He discovered that 55% of our communication is in our physiology, the way we stand or sit, our gestures and facial expressions, even the way we breathe. 38% is in our voice tonality, the volume, the pitch, the speed, and the intonation of our voice. With just the voice tonality alone, can you remember when you were a kid? Your mum would say your name one way, and you just knew everything was okay. She'd say it another way, and you knew you had to hide, because you were in trouble. How did you know? The words were the same. Your name. It was just the way she said it. Her voice tonality. Have you had an experience where without someone saying anything to you, you knew how he or she was feeling? You knew the instant you saw them. Unconsciously, they communicated to you with the way they stood or sat, their gestures, and their facial expressions.